Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
More legal stuff, Nige. In the state of New York, another day of trying to find impartial jurors.
For Donald Trump's hush money trial? Right. In Manhattan? Right. Okay. You and your, as you always say, you and your drugs. Impartial jurors. My ass.
It's actually going the wrong direction now. Two other Trump trial jurors have been excused. One didn't want to be made public when this thing was over, and another one was released because a background search found that they'd been arrested in the past for tearing down Republican yard signs and ads.
And these were people that were already selected to be?
Yes.
On
the process had said that they were completely impartial.
Okay. Wow.
Meanwhile, on The View, now, spoiler, Nige, because I know you go home in the evening and you watch The View that
recorded. Now that Tucker Carlson's no longer nightly broadcasting, I will buy DVR The View.
Former federal prosecutor Sonny Hostin fears that the worst thing could possibly happen here, a Trump supporter sneaks onto that jury.
They are never going to find someone that doesn't know about the former twice impeached loser president, right? They're never going to find that. But what I did find also interesting about my Super Bowl is that the legal teams will be checking the jurors' social media profiles to see if they can assess the truthfulness and intention of what they said during voir dire, which is their questioning. And I think that's really, really important, because if you start liking Trump, say you follow Trump stuff on social media, can you be impartial? I don't really think so. And I think what could happen in a case like this is if you have someone, and we were talking about this morning, someone named Clay Travis is sort of telling people to get onto that jury. You get one person that sneaks onto that jury with untoward feelings, that person can hang that jury.
How do you sneak onto a jury? You have to be called.
Well, you lie. You say, hate Trump. But I can be impartial, and I this than that.
She didn't seem to be too worried about the quote-unquote impartial jurors that were removed.
Correct. She's upset that the playing field might be even. That's what really, gets to her. The fact that somebody might actually fight fire with fire in this situation. Because let's be honest, nobody is impartial when it comes to Donald Trump.
Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody.